right. I guess we'll just start over.
Okay.
Would you like an intro? I guess we can just... I don't know, even know how to start it. Just.
I guess we just start it.
Okay. This is how we start then. Hello.
Hello.
This is to be determined.
We don't know we the don't name.
Know, no, there's no name yet. I'm voting currently on Macaroni and Screams.
Screams.
As in, like, very scary kind of content.
I don't want our people, or our fans, our people, to be so scared that they're running away. They're screaming.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's fair.
Macaroni and loving, gentle tender.
Ew! Macaroni and chicken tenders. So this is an experiment, essentially. We're going to try and see what best genre we can stay in terms of a podcast. Because we know... we've been long discussing a podcast to start.
Yeah.
I think this is the perfect culmination of things to work on because I think creepypastas have a ton of commonalities between us.
I like the idea of a fraud cast.
A fraud cast would be what?
We tried different forms of fraud to see which is the best.
That's fair. I think if this doesn't pan out, I think we should go for that next.
Okay.
I guess we should introduce ourselves first.
Yes.
It's pretty presumptuous.
You're right.
I'm Hannah.
Hello.
Did you want me to give like a 2-minute summary of myself?
I didn't know what you were doing. I was...
in a bottle.
A bottle?
Myself in a nutshell.
Yeah, sure.
If you want to. That's a difficult question. My name is Hannah. Hello. I am not to be perceived. That's my entire perception. That's okay. My entire summation.
I think that
Oh, goes... and non-binary. Thank you.
That's
important.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That goes for the both of us.
Yes, this is true.
Yes. My name is Jonathan.
Mm.
Don't know what else to say about that. Mm-hmm. I don't like to talk about myself.
No, I think it's pretty clear that we both don't like to talk about.
You get to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You get to
learn. You have to earn this, first of all.
If I let you into my life,
mm-hmm.
It's all going to be a process of figuring shit out.
Yeah, good luck to you,
yeah.
Bitch. Sorry.
Fuck you.
Sorry. Yeah, no. I mean, it's our podcast. To be honest, I think it would be untruthful to not censor ourselves.
Yeah.
To censor ourselves, rather.
Just don't...
Here's some things. Ground rules. Ground rules. Freaking rules, all right? It's going to be a lot of cussing. I am so sorry.
A lot.
It's something I've tried to block out for a long time.
Really? I remember as a kid thinking, I swear a lot. And I was like, you know what? Gives shit.
Yeah, no, me too. I didn't swear probably until I was in like 8th
mm-hmm.
grade. Someone can attest to that. I'm sure someone out there can attest to that. I was very like straight arrow, and then somehow when I turned 13, I was like, you know,
you
what?
Started firing
fuck
left and right.
This. Yeah, like,
from the guard tower,
bastard just... child.
Shit.
And ever since then, you know, that's when I really turned into the leftist that I am today. I think.
Do you think that's because you swear more, or because you feel compelled to swear, or is it the reason that you swear?
I think I was younger and I thought, like, I didn't really say anything like that, because I didn't even say, like, heck. My dad said it was a gateway swear.
It is. It's a combination of hell and fuck. It's probably the worst
that's
thing
true.
That you could say.
Actually, don't say
well, also, like, shucks.
Mm-hmm.
Shit and fucks.
Aw, shit fucks.
That's not right. That's not good.
I feel that.
Yeah.
But I think... once I started saying it, I don't know what compelled me, Christ on earth compelled me to do so. But now I don't think of it ever. It's just a nice transition phrase, I think.
I think if anybody in this day and age were to tell me, you swear too much, you need to stop.
I feel like grow up.
I'd be like, what the fuck? What year is it?
That's true.
Is it 1886?
First of all, fuck if you. Fuck if yay.
Fuck yay.
Fuck yay.
Anyway.
Anyways, yeah, so I guess we should get to explaining this for whoever may like to know. This is going to be an experimental effort. I think we are going with the basis of reading each other creepypastas for the week.
Yes.
This week I've chosen a personal favorite of mine.
As have I.
Oh, I'm very excited to know. We have also put in the effort of choosing backup podcasts.
In case we choose the same one.
Exactly. Because I think podcasts or creepypastas are very, very within the community of people who really like them. There's like maybe like, what did you say? Like 15 to 20 really popular ones.
The like the entry level, like you have to know.
Yes. Yeah. And think of them as like in terms of true crime, it's like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Doesn't mean they're bad.
No, they're actually really good often.
That's why they're so popular.
Mm-hmm. But I think like they're the Jeffrey Dahmers and like Ted, I was going to say Bunsen, Ted Bundy's of like the creepypasta world, in that they're just really well known.
Right.
So I'm probably, that's going to be mine. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay.
Temporary break from eating. We can we can take this.
Not off. Even.
Not even a little bit.
Okay.
But anyways, yes. So think of them as like the Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy's of the creepypasta world, but they are oldies but goodies. That's the case for mine this week.
Richie Valens.
Oh, 100%. And much like Richie Valens, end in tremendous heartache.
Not always.
And death.
Not always.
I don't know. My favorite creepypastas often end really bad.
Okay, that's fair. The one that I picked today does as well. I think, from what I remember, I read it a long time ago.
I think a good creepypasta... Well, maybe we should actually introduce the idea of creepypastas to people who may not know.
You don't think it's like a mainstream... I don't want to be presumptuous.
I don't know, because growing up, I didn't think so.
But I've heard that that phrase used in, like, common parlance. And
but like,
coming from a point where you wouldn't have... You would have to explain what that even was.
Yeah. I feel that, but also did you hear it in, like, certain communities? Like, I feel like online it's really well known, but also that's because, like, it originated pretty much on, like, Reddit and, like, 4chan-ish shit.
Mm.
So I want to introduce it to the people who may or may not have familiarity with it, because some people don't even like scary stories. If you don't like scary stories, this isn't going to be for you. Yeah. I'm so sorry. So basically what a creepypasta is it's broad. It's basically, think of like a scary folk story you would have heard as a kid, but instead a Reddit user on like the most Mountain Dew and the least amount of sleep produced.
Mm-hmm.
A creepypasta basically takes something that you, as I understand it, takes something that you know and like are familiar with in your everyday life and turns it into the situation, kind of like a Twilight Zone-ish kind of situation in like, what if this happened to you? Are you prepared to face this?
Idiot.
This fucking dumbass. Rod Sterling just comes up to you and just starts berating you.
Sterling. He's gonna sue us.
Oh, fuck. Don't stew me.
Stew.
Stew me this. So creepypastas will essentially really turn the reality of any situation on its head. And I think that's what appealed to me, which is why it compelled me to want to do our podcast about it, is because... I remember being like 7 to 9 years old with my brother, and we were super nerdy, super into Pokemon and different kinds of games. And the first creepypasta I think I heard was about the unknown.
Man.
No, actually, I didn't hear Slenderman until way later.
The unknown Pokemon?
Yes. So okay. I think it was like unknown or something. And basically the idea that this kid got this like haunted cartridge or whatever from like a bastard yard sale.
Those were my favorite girl.
Yeah. They're so good. And it like opens up a realm of possibilities to 8 year old in terms of like, oh my God, what if the world was this scary? Mm-hmm. And I think that same commonality is what is shared with all good creepypastas. Creepypastas can make you reevaluate, like, oh my God, what if this happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the stories that I'm going to cover today, or the story I'm going to cover today is really about that. Really kind of just like, oh my God, what if this happened?
Mm-hmm.
This crazy thing, you know? So that's what creepypastas are. And they're really great. I'm a huge fan, and I hope through this we can maybe spread some love for the creepypastas.
The best part, and I think what needs to be highlighted, and I think we'll do a good job of highlighting it, is that just because it's popular doesn't mean that it's good.
That's true.
I feel like that goes for a lot of things, most things, I'd say. But sometimes they're just so popular because they're written well, or they're interesting to read. The premise is good. I would say there's a lot that, like, making a good creepypasta after, like, they had gotten popular, or even now, where it's kind of, like, it's taken off into its own thing, and it shares a lot of overlap with other communities. Making a good one takes not only a good writer and a good storyteller, but someone who is willing to swim upstream against, like, currents of shit.
Yes, 100%. Because you have to have an open mind when you listen to creepypastas. I think one of the biggest memories I personally have of listening to creepypastas as a kid is me and my brother being like, holy shit, like, look at this thing. It's crazy. It's crazy, right? And, like, conspiracy level, like, what's his name? Charlie, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, like, pointing to the whiteboard, being like, look at this. I think my biggest memory as a kid is, like, listening to this crazy creepypasta that I'll cover later. But it's basically, like, this big conspiracy theory, and then showing it to my sisters, because this is, it's, like, a crazy conspiracy, and we wanted to share it with our siblings or whatever, and both my sisters being like, this is stupid. Like, this is the stupidest shit ever. This would never happen.
Is it QAnon?
It's not QAnon.
Okay.
I think it was Paul is Dead, which also is a huge, huge reason I probably got into creepypastas. Yeah. Fun fact about me, probably the most generic, bland thing about my personality. My favorite band is the Beatles.
But you hate the favorite songs.
But I hate the favorite songs. Popular songs. So I'm a little bit special. Put a little bit of spice in there. A little special spice. And if you know, Paul is Dead is a huge conspiracy within the Beatles, fan group that's basically says that Paul McCartney died in this car crash when he was, like, within his first, like, four-ish, oh, fuck, I'm rusty.
First 4-ish years of his life.
yes, right? And this fucking fraud took over his life.
And then he started the fraudcast. And that's where you come in.
Mm-hmm. That's how I'm the fraud, actually.
Oh.
Fucking hate myself. Anyways, so because I am such a huge Beatles fan, and I am a huge Paul is Deader, you fucking fight me on this. I will go to my dying breath.
What do people who believe in Paul is Dead call themselves?
Fallers.
Fallers?
Faller for life.
Really?
Fall so hard. Are you serious? Fall so hard, motherfuckers want to find me.
No, are you for real? Like, is that...
Am I fall real?
What?
Am I full real?
Are you fall real? Is that what people who adhere to that conspiracy theory call themselves?
I don't think so. But I think that's pretty funny, and I hope
it is. Might I suggest Paul is Deadhead? Well, I'm a Paul is Deadhead.
That's so long. I'm a Deadhead.
I'm a Pidhead.
Ew.
P-I-D. Paul is Dead.
Paul is Dead.
Pidhead.
Pid dude.
I'm a Pidhead. I'm a P-head.
Ew. Big old P-head.
That's fine.
I'm a faller.
Dead. Okay. All right.
Whatever. So anyways, that's probably another reason why I have such a big, like, inclination to love creepypastas. But my sisters thought that shit was fake, and it may or may not be.
And to that I say, prove it.
You know what? Prove it. Burden of proof is on you.
Wait, what about the Paul?
Show me your birth certificate and identical ID strands, Paul McCartney. Whatever. Come the fuck on.
He doesn't want anything to do with you.
That's so...
Not you. I'm talking to people who, like...
So mean.
I'm just saying. People who want to, like, disprove it, or people who want to prove it. He doesn't care. He gives a shit. He's got so many things.
Fall's gotten away with too many things.
All right.
Fake Paul is what fall means, just so you know.
Oh, got it. I thought you were saying, like, Paul has fallen.
No, fall. Like, straight up fake Paul.
Is that...
That should be a special episode we do as we listen to, like, the... Paul is Dead documentary.
Sure, because I'm not gonna speak to it.
You know what? It's fair. If you don't like it, it's fine.
I didn't say anything.
Some people aren't ready for the truth. It's okay.
I didn't say that.
It's okay.
I didn't say I was for or against it.
Whatever, Johnny.
What another thing? I think the bad. Creepypastas, bad, but like whose metric, right? The ones that are not like, oh my god, it's like the most bone chilling story ever. I think they're still good, not because they're bad, but because they're endearing. Someone put work into it.
Yeah,
like it doesn't matter if it was just like, haha, silly. This is such a stupid story. If that's the attitude that they had writing it. They still wanted to put something out there to share with the world, you know? And if you think it's bad, then that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you. I don't know
where I was going. Die. I hate you. I'm gonna kill you. Stab you to death. Give me $200.
Yeah, I think it's endearing, especially if it was like someone's passion project and it was like very cheesy and cliche.
Yeah.
It's silly. It's fun.
It's kind of like,
to contribute to the community.
Think of like the ultimate emo fanfic, or what was the app that everybody used for fanfics?
Amiibo.
Is that it?
I don't know. No, that's the Nintendo fucking guy.
Yes! Oh my god.
Amiga.
Tom Nook. Amiibo.
Amigo.
As he peeled
as he
his Hawaiian t-shirt oh from his hairy bod.
No. I'm gonna cut that.
I saw his t-nipples.
His t-nipples?
Tanuki nipples.
Oh, that's putrid.
All six.
That's a couple last times.
One, two,
oh.
Three,
oh.
Four.
You're gonna get the...
I was anticipating the final two. Five. I could hardly breathe.
Oh, what the fuck? Are you counting them with your nostrils? You don't have to hold your breath for every count of nipple. It's fine. I believe it. He's got six. Hey, Google. How many nipples do tanukis have?
Here's what I understood from the website wookiecenter.org. No. While female Wookiees have six nipples, mutable births of more than two children are quite rare. Huh? Do you want a little more context?
Birds?
No, thanks.
That's what I'm here for.
I think she understood Wookiee, not Tanuki.
Oh, can you ask her again?
What the fuck? Okay. Hey, Google. Tanuki. Hey, Google. Hey, Google. How many nipples do Tanukis have?
On the website reddit.com, they say, they don't have nipples. Do you want a little more context?
Yeah, six. I do.
I was sweating. He shouldn't have this many.
What do you mean? She just repeated that they don't have nipples. Who is saying that tanukis don't have nipples? How did they not have nipples? Are they like fucking eggs?
She said they don't have nipples. I'm gonna look it up. Stop fighting me on this. You want to die on this mountain?
Many nipples.
This is the mountain you want to die on.
I would say they have like eight.
They have eight?
Don't dogs have like a billion nipples?
They only have like... six?
Mm.
I don't know. I've only ever had male dogs.
Ooh. Why are Japanese tanuki statues always shown with cock and balls?
Ew!
Okay. It just leads me to a hentai site.
God damn it. Can we have nice things?
They're not even tanukis.
You're not even a tanuki.
Oh, shit. I closed my creepypasta.
Tanuki. Anyways. The point being...
I can't get off of this site. If you tell me... Okay. Alright.
What was the app they used, though? I mean, final question.
Ooh.
That for fanfics.
Oh! Notepad? LiveJournal.
Wattpad.
Did you have one?
No, I did. Well, I did. I didn't make any. Like Soulja Boy me? Yeah. Soulja Boy me?
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy? Tell him.
Okay.
Tell him, Soulja Boy.
Tell them.
Tell him about the six nipples, Soulja Boy.
He's mute. Sorry.
Whatever.
He lost his voice.
He did not. If anything, he found his.
Yeah, he lost it after having found it.
Oh, fuck. Imagine that.
He sang too hard. And then he
tell him what sold pirated
Nintendo games and then went to prison forever.
Say less. Soulja Boy, did that really happen to him?
Yeah. He sold the Soulja game or something. It was called something like that. I don't know why you wouldn't call it the Soulja Boy. Like a Game Boy.
Yeah.
But it was just like, it was like those weird, have you ever seen them in like the fucking like toy section in like Walgreens or CVS, they sold those weird like plug and plays, and it's like a controller
thing. Plug and play.
Plug and play. No. it's just like a controller with like an audio and video cord, and then you plug it into the TV, and it's preloaded with like 1,000 games, and they're all just like
Chinese knockoffs. Yes.
He sold that, but like in a handheld.
Oh my god, why wouldn't he call it the Soulja Boy?
That's what I'm fucking saying. Fucking that's what I've been shitty. Saying.
I mean,
forever.
If you're impeding, if you're already infringing on your contract with the Nintendo, you might as well go all the fucking way.
Does he spell it boy or does he spell it boy?
Boy. Like with a Y.
That's okay. All
it's right. Like right there.
Come on.
I fucking hate that. That's gonna be a second segment on this show. Missed pun opportunities.
That's a great segment.
Because I'm so sick and fucking tired of people not taking advantage of the puns.
Does it, would you say it grinds your gears?
It grinds my goddamn gears. All fucking six of my nipples.
Oh.
My tanuki nipples. Chafed off.
Ugh.
Right.
Runner's nipple?
Ugh. That's how much it pisses me off. Start running miles. Start running in fucking circles. Pissed.
No. What do you think motivates track kids? Missed opportunities.
The theater!
Tanuki nipple. No!
All the kids at my school who were track kids. Well, I forget you're a track kid.
What the fuck?
All the kids who were at my school who were track kids were like, can I say Mormon?
Yeah, that's not a slur. Unless you use it as one, I guess.
They were all Mormon at my school, I think. So, I don't know. I didn't.
What does that mean?
Didn't talk too many.
Oh, they were into theater too.
Well, all the okay.
You have time for anything else? Shit.
They have to have extracurriculars, which is kind of a. We'll take this part.
Mormons
out.
Have to, or people from your class.
Well, all the track kids were Mormons, and then all the theater kids were also Mormons, and all the swim kids were also Mormons.
I think it's just because
we had a lot of Mormons. At Clovis East.
That's all right. All right. Okay. That's not what I at all what I thought Clovis East was.
A whole lot of Mormons. Basically a little melting pot of everything.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, pretty cool. Not really, I hate the fucking school. Anyways.
So, did
well,
you...
what's the...
okay. Pasta.
Okay, pasta!
So, do you want to introduce yours?
For sure. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
Okay. So, mine is one of my favorites. Should I say the name first, or should you guess it along the way? I kind of want you to guess it.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't even know the name for this one. I just had to look up a synopsis of it, and then actually, like, dig through the Google
good
to find it.
God. Well, I don't think we have the same one, which is good.
No. I don't think so. Odds are astronomical.
Yeah, I mean, there's like 1 trillion. Anybody can make a creamy pasta, I'm sure. Please send me.
I'm doing it right now.
If you find another one, please send us.
I'm doing it right now.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah. All right.
If you write a creamy pasta,
please.
Text me.
Text me. Call me at any hour of the night. I won't care.
It has to be at night?
It has to be at night.
Okay.
Okay. So mine is quite the popular one. It's probably one of my objective favorites, and I hope you enjoy it. If I can ever fucking load this website.
Oh, how did it never load it?
Loaded.
Loaded.
We have to get serious.
Okay, sorry.
It's ready.
Mine's are loaded.
This is a creepypasta, right?
Oh, it has a scary picture. Oh, what does it have a visual element?
Fuck me.
Because mine does.
We'll put it as the image, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll put it in a link.
Okay. I'll upload it onto a website, and then a website. I'm not gonna tell you which one.
Okay. You just have to find it.
You'll figure it out.
Very creepypasta.
I know. You'll figure it out because I will tell you the entire URL in
45
Russian.
Seconds. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Well, that's fair.
Backwards.
Okay.
Okay.
Net not stop.
What the
fuck me. Net Nostalgia Forum, television, local. Skies Halo 33. Subject, Kendall Cove, local kids show?
Yes.
Does anyone remember this kids show? It was called Candle Cove, and I must have been 6 or 7. I never found reference to it anywhere, so I think it was on a local station around 1971 or 1972. I lived in Ironton at the time. I don't remember which station, but I do remember it was on at a weird time, like 4 p.m. Mike the Painter 65 says, "It seems really familiar to me. I grew up outside of Ashland and was 9 years old in 72. Candle Cove? Was it about pirates? I remember a pirate marionette at the mouth of a cave talking to a little girl." Skyshale 033 replies, "Yes! Okay, I'm not crazy. I remember Pirate Percy. I was always kind of scared of him. He looked like he was built from parts of other dolls. Real low budget. His head was an old porcelain baby doll. Looked like an antique that didn't belong on the body. I don't remember what station this was. I don't think it was WTSF, though." Jaren 2005 replies, "Sorry to resurrect this old thread, but I know exactly what show you mean, Skyshale. I think Candle Cove ran for only a couple months in 71, not 72. I was 12 and I watched it a few times with my brother. My mom would let me switch to it after the news. Let me see what I remember. It took place in Candle Cove, and it was about a little girl who imagined herself to be friends with pirates. The pirate ship was called Laughingstock, and Pirate Percy wasn't a very good pirate because he got scared too easily. And there was Calliope music constantly playing. Don't remember the girl's name. Janice or Jade or something. I think it was Janice." Skyshale 033 says, "Thank you, Jaren!" Memories flooded back when you mentioned the Laughing Stock in Channel 58. "I remember the bow of the ship was a wooden smiling face with the lower jaw submerged. It looked like it was swallowing the sea and it had that awful Ed Wynn voice and laugh. I especially remember how jarring it was when they switched from the wooden plastic model to the foam puppet version of the head that talked." Mike Painter 65 says, "Haha, I remember it now too. Do you remember this part, Skyshale?" "You have to go inside." Skyshale 033 says, "Ugh, Mike, I got a chill reading that. Yes, I remember. That's what the ship always told Percy when there was a spooky place he had to go in, like a cave or a dark room where the treasure was. And the camera would push in on Laughingstock's face with each pause. You have to go inside." With his two eyes askew and that flopping foam jaw and the fishing line that opened and closed it, ugh, it just looked so cheap and awful. You guys remember the villain? He had a face that was just a handlebar mustache above really tall, narrow teeth. Kevin Hart replies.
What?
Kevin Hart is the replier. I'm sorry. Kevin Hart.
Huh?
Kevin Hart replies. Kevin_Hart. "I honestly thought the villain was Pirate Percy. I was about 5 when this show was on. Nightmare fuel." Jaren 2005. "That wasn't the villain, the puppet with the mustache. That was the villain's sidekick, Horace Horrible. He had a monocle too, but it was on top of the mustache. I used to think that meant he only had one eye. But yeah, the villain was another marionette, the skin taker. I can't believe what they let us watch back then." Kevin Hart back at it again. "Jesus H. Christ, the skin taker. What kind of a kid's show were we watching? I seriously could not look at the screen when the skin taker showed up. He just descended out of nowhere on his strings, just a dirty skeleton wearing that brown top hat and cape, and his glass eyes that were too big for his skull. Christ almighty." Skyshale 033. "Wasn't his top hat and cloak all sewn up crazily? Wasn't that supposed to be children's skin?" Mike Painter 65 says, "Yeah, I think so. Remember his mouth didn't open and close? His jaw just slid back and forth. I remember the little girl said, 'Why does your mouth move like that?' And the skin taker didn't look at the girl, but at the camera and said, 'To grind your skin.'" Skyshale 033. "I'm so relieved that other people remember this terrible show. I used to have this awful memory. A bad dream I had where the opening jingle ended, the show faded in from black, and all the characters were there. But the camera was just cutting to each of their faces, and they were just screaming. And the puppets and marionettes were flailing spastically and just all screaming, screaming. The girl was just moaning and crying like she had been through hours of this. I woke up many times from that nightmare. I used to wet the bed when I had it." Kevin Hart. "I don't think that was a dream. I remember that. I remember that was an episode. Sky's Halo 3-3. No, not possible. There was no plot or anything. I mean, literally just standing in place crying and screaming for the whole show. Kevin Hart. Maybe I'm manufacturing the memory because you said that, but I swear to God I remember seeing what you describe. They just screamed. Jaren 2005 says, oh God, yes. The little girl, Janice. I remember seeing her shake, and the skin taker screaming through his gnashing teeth, his jaw careening so wildly I thought it would come off of his wire's hinges. I turned it off, and it was the last time I watched it. I ran to tell my brother, and we didn't have the courage to turn it back on. Mike the Painter, 65. I visited my mom today at the nursing home. I asked her about when I was little in the early 70s, when I was 8 or 9, and if she remembered a kid's show, Candle Cove. She said she was surprised I could remember that, and I asked why. And she said, because I used to think it was so strange that you said, I'm gonna go watch Candle Cove now, Mom. And then you would tune the TV to static and just watch dead air for 30 minutes. You had a big imagination with your little pirate show. And that was it.
Holy shit.
Holy fuck!
That is weird as hell.
Weird shit, dude.
That's creepy. That is a creepy pasta right there. That is one
sufficiently creepy pasta for us. That pasta?
I like that.
I love it. We gotta love a Candle Cove.
Why do so many people remember it?
I don't know. Probably some sort of, like, weird manufactured... Yeah, definitely some, like, MK Ultra bullshit.
Also, Kevin Hart watched this when he was 5?
Shout out to Kevin Hart. I think it tracks. I mean, I'm sure he was born in like the 70s or
also something. It feels like something that would happen to Kevin Hart.
Everything happens to Kevin Hart, man.
Especially bad things.
All bad things happen to Kevin Hart. Yeah.
Mine doesn't have as slick of an intro as yours does.
Yeah.
And just like the title kind of just glides across.
Hell yeah. Well, I think you also don't have the burden of having to read off like... like different like
posts.
Different fucking forum members. I feel like I didn't commit to my voices as much as I should have.
That's fine. Mine's pretty short.
Okay. I know. I feel like mine was sufficiently short.
It was good.
I would have liked it a little bit longer.
This one is from July 4th.
Okay.
Oh. The 4th of July.
Happy death anniversary to Thomas Jefferson and John Adams.
Who else? Who was born on 4th of
there
July?
There was one more. This is Uncle Sam, brother.
You're right. Of 2012. Couldn't have been a better 4th of July.
Oh my God, the most doomed.
Yeah. Anyway, this one is called Liars.
Okay.
Liars. There once was a guy living in our neighborhood named Jimmy. He got picked on a lot for being a confident and funny guy. His mouth tended to get him into a lot of trouble, and he seldom learned his lesson. He was just very content with who he was and refused to change it. When people asked him why he let them wail on him for his blunt comedy and wisecracks, he'd smirk and say, "Honesty is the best policy. At least they're not hiding anything from me, and neither am I from them." One of the kids he inadvertently pissed off with a rather crude MILF joke...
Oh my fucking God.
...was something of a psychopath with a sadistic streak who didn't take kindly to the insult. So he rounded up the other guys who didn't like Jimmy, and they cornered him after school in the science room. "Your mouth got you into this. I want you to remember that," Brett, the ringleader, told him as he looked into Jimmy's terrified eyes. They grabbed some formic acid stored in the lab and threw it in his face.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know if it's a true story. It's a creepypasta.
Oh, Christ.
They stood around watching him scream in agony as it ate through his flesh before snickering and running out, pretending to be concerned and wanting help for him. When the paramedics arrived and were attending to Jimmy, who was no longer able to scream, the principal asked the boys if they knew what happened. Their leader, Brett, explained that they were walking past when they saw Jimmy skulking around the lab room. By the time they got in there, he was already in that state. The other members joined in and backed Brett up with other fake details as Jimmy tried to protest in silent agony.
I hope Brett dies by the end of this fucking story, I swear to God.
The principal nodded told them he would speak to them after he had a word with Jimmy and gotten his side of the story after he was out of the hospital. A few days passed and Jimmy was kept in the ICU with bandages on his face, the doctors salvaging what little they could of his face, his vision still intact in one eye, and his jaw withstanding despite the loss of flesh. Mm. He was unable to speak and refused to respond to anyone. He just sat there, eyes unblinking and staring at the ceiling, bloodshot and filled with animosity. When he was discharged sometime later, he would not respond to anyone with anything other than the word liars.
Oh my god.
His social life gone, unable to smile or even crack a joke anymore, he secluded himself in his room and began planning. Sick, vindictive thoughts started appearing in his mind. He would get them all one by one, decimate them, slice them, burn them. He waited patiently until the group would be vulnerable, late at night, when they said their goodbyes and went home separately. That's when he would strike.
Oh my god. I mean, they did throw acid on his face. This is fair.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, just don't be a dick.
I mean, that's beyond dick level. That's like mortifying level shit.
Well, Brett is a known psychopath with a sadistic streak, so. That weekend, Brett received a package in the mail. Curiously, he opened it to find a VHS tape with the words "For You" etched crudely into the front. Put it in and played it. It was a crudely recorded home video by an unknown cameraman who didn't speak at all for the duration of the film. It began with the camera pointing at the date on the newspaper. It was yesterday. As he zoomed out, you could see it was in a basement, a single flickering light bulb hanging above and casting an uncomfortable scene. By the time he'd completely zoomed out, it was apparent this was no normal video. In front of the cameraman and on his hands knees was one of Brett's friends. He was naked. Oof. A dirty blindfold around his face and a crude gag in his mouth. He was covered in blood, horrific burns, lacerations, and wounds. One particularly large one on his back stood out that almost looked like a word. Oh my god. The cameraman, with gloved hands, took the gag out of the crying boy's mouth and immediately he begged to go home. Please, please let me go, man. I did what you wanted. Oh, ugh. God, Jesse, Mike, Keith, ugh. You made me fucking butcher them. I just want to go home, man. Please, I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. He just kept repeating it over and over, rocking back and forth as he did so. Brett's legs began to shake, and he felt the bile rise in his stomach. He could see the burned, mangled bodies in the background. Ugh. The bodies of his friends, all of them having markings on their body and deep, large cuts. Ugh. The cameraman reached out for the boy's chin and lifted it up, encouraging him to stand. He did so obediently as he was slowly led to a door off-screen, whimpering. Brett could see now that he had what had been cut into his friend's back, the word liar. The camera cuts out temporarily. When it restarts again, they're no longer inside. They're instead out in the cold snow on the outskirts of the woods, and it doesn't appear to be the original man holding the camera anymore. It's Brett's friend. He's whimpering and shivering as he holds the camera in one place for 30 seconds, pointing at some trees in the distance, hearing footsteps draw ever nearer. Where are you, man? You said I could go, man! You said I could go! The boy is screaming and crying, frightened out of his mind as the sound of crunching snow draws nearer from seemingly every angle. It stops. He turns around to see the mangled face of Jimmy. A horrifying howl blares through the speakers and the word "liars" appears before the tape abruptly stops. Ugh. Brett feels faint and darts to lock the front door, knowing he was coming. As he turns to run for it, he immediately hits something and falls backward. The last thing he ever hears is "liars" as acid runs down his face and begins to slowly eat away at his flesh. The last thing he ever sees is Jimmy's face contorting into a sick, twisted smile.
Ew. That was it!
That's it. Credit to Ivy, sir. You didn't credit the author of yours. I think you should. The author of that one was Ivy Sir, written on July 4th, 2012. Mm. And here's the picture attached. Want to see it.
Oh, God.
Oh!
Let's hope it's like an artistic rendition, because... Well, I mean, I was gonna say, it's not like someone's face really got, like, mutilated by acid. I know. Ooh. I mean... Ugh, yeah, it's bad. Yeah. It's bad. It's real bad. It's not cute. It's not a cute look. Fuck me. Oh my god, that was awful. I don't know why they gave me so much anxiety.
Anyway.
Or sorry, the generic eggs. Brand seltzers.
Eggs. That one spooked me as a kid.
I have never heard that one.
Really?
I've never heard that one.
It was one of the more popular recommended ones.
Wow, no, I had never heard that one.
And it had a pretty good rating, and had many ratings.
I'm genuinely fucking spooked by that one. It's been a long time. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know if it's like the fucking alcohol. I haven't had that much to drink, though. Yeah, I haven't had any. And it's spooked. For Kendall Cove, mm-hmm. it's saying it's credited to Chris Straub. Straub. Of Icker Falls and Chainsaw Suit. I want to credit Mr. Creepypasta, who is the Creepypasta god in terms of reading things, reading Creepypastas. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's a ton of other good ones out there if you want to get more into Creepypastas and spooky stuff. He's a great guy. He's super funny, super, like, fucking icon in terms of Creepypastas for me and my brother. Yeah, I would say check out his shit if you really want to hear a good reading of my story. Mr. Creepypasta will do that for you. I think he has his own podcast too, which is probably a lot of fun. I haven't listened to it, but yeah, I was fucked up.
That was pretty fucked up, huh?
Yeah, I'm scared, spooked.
I'm spooked. I'm weirded out. I'm a little skeeved.
Yeah, super skeeved.
Quite skeeved.
So skeeved. Yeah, dude, what do you think?
So, anything else? Mr. Creepypasta for you.
Mr. Creepypasta you? For me.
I think the YouTube channel that I have to credit for really getting me into, like, weird stories like that. My favorite genre to this day of creepypastas are the ones that the haunted game cartridges hold a special place.
So good.
I grew up on those, right? The ones that I like, that I depend on when I want to read a spooky story, mm-hmm. are the ones that aren't out of the question.
Yeah, they're still, like, it totally happened in real life.
This is like a revenge killing.
Yeah, that one's fucked up.
What kind of helped me develop into that realm of, like, it may be true, it may not be, it's just a kind of weird story, mm-hmm. Is a YouTube channel by mm-hmm. the name of Scare Theater. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Great. Good channel.
Wow, check them out.
A lot of videos about, like, theories on, I wouldn't say the creepypastas because they're not always necessarily written mm-hmm. as such, but just, like, folklore, urban legends, shit mm-hmm. like that. Oh, like a so like good. a more objective and dissecting view on them.
Mm-hmm. Which is good. That's so cool. Yeah. Wow. Well, I think I would recommend that one then. Mm-hmm. Mr. Creepypasta and what'd you say?
Scare Theater.
Mr. Creepypasta and Scare Theater. Theater. For the good spooky content. Yeah, I think that's about it. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. I think if anyone's listening to this that has a good creepypasta, send it on over.
Write a creepypasta and send it, but make sure please. It's good.
Or that's, make sure that's it's kind really of bad. Like the point of like this whole thing, I think, for me is like creepypastas are not always good. That right. should be emphasized off top. Today was a good couple ones. But creepypastas are just as funny as they are scary. Mm-hmm. And I think in the future when we like read different ones, I want that to reflect like how honestly we feel about them. So like we're gonna laugh doing them. Mm-hmm. Like I laugh all the fucking time reading creepypastas because there are. I laugh
if they include Kevin Hart.
Oh yeah, I think Kevin Hart was a really unexpected special celebrity guest. I was honored. Wow. But I think they're just as funny as they are bad. And I think in the future when we read them, anticipate us laughing at them because they're not always going to be very spooky. It's hard. It's real hard to commit to the character. We're
not doing like a audiobook segment.
No, not at all. Not like, at all. If you want a good if you want a good creepypasta, ask Mr. Creepypasta. He's good at that.
It's
shit.
More of like a like a let's play. It's like a let's read.
Let's read together, you guys. I'm fucking sure. Like Audible?
Hmm? No. Because those are like you're just reading it and you don't slip up and you don't react to it. Mm. It's like they're reading you a book, right?
Yeah.
This is kind of like we're sharing a story with you and we're going to react. Sometimes they're funny. Sometimes they have Kevin Hart in them. Ugh. Sometimes there's liars. I don't know. People, kids that pour formic acid on other kids.
Oh, fuck that, dude. Yeah. I'm still real upset about that. Wow. Okay, well, let's end on a more joyful note.
Okay.
What's something, give me a joke. I don't know. Joke. What's another funny thing we could do at the end?
We could, I don't know.
I know.
I think it's fun. I like to bum people out.
You think it's fun?
I can leave them spooked.
I'm so sorry.
If that was a spooky story.
I hope it was spooky. If not, let us know what spooky. You want. You want more spooky what content? What do you
want? We can't read your minds.
Seriously, what the hell? Who the fuck How do you think are you we expecting are? Me to do this? I am but one human being.
You know nothing about me. I know nothing about you. And yet you expect me to be this omnipresent fucking genie in a freaking bottle.
This is how people get acid poured on their face.
Seriously.
Why don't you think about that next
time? Think about that, Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. Alright, well. That's my note for the end, is Kevin Hart. Send me any, send us creepypastas you might want us to cover. That'd be fun. That'd be cool.
Or just to say hi.
Or just say hi. Write a shitty creepypasta. Write a shitty, you know what? Homework. Write a shitty creepypasta.
It's
harder than you think.
When you upload it, the estimated read time should say upwards of 25 minutes.
Yeah, because this is, we're so on a limited time schedule.
Don't fucking give me Come on. A short two-minute-er.
Come that long. Get real.
Fucking two-paragraph long fucking page? Come on.
What should we say as we're leaving? What's something we say together all the time?
I don't know. What do we say? That's my beating heart impression.
Oh, God. Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah.
Poe up.
Poe up.
And, Poe up? Well, hear from
you. Show up first.
Poe up, show up.
No, show up glow first.
Up. Show up, glow up, Poe up.
Yeah. In any order.
In any fucking order you want. Whatever.